that he felt were again loyal to him are once again stabbing him in the back. So Donald Trump is about to leave the political arena. And who is forcing him out? Who are the betrayers? Who are the individuals that realize that Donald Trump isn't going to be the candidate for the Conservative Party / Republican Party, Rhino Party, Globalist Party? Who are the individuals that are going to assist the individual that is probably going to, that Donald Trump has already maybe indicated, he's indicated that there's an individual who should probably replace him. And what is the guy's name? And who's going to assist him? Well, let's say that his name is General Flynn. General Flynn, who stabbed Trump in the back after his first election in 20, he began to take the knife to Donald Trump. Flynn is a deep state operative, in my view. He's deep state. He's no different than James Clapper, no different than the Orrs, Bruce and his beautiful wife, Nellie. No different than Hillary. I don't trust him. I think he is a backstabber. And he has a group of individuals that are aligning themselves, have aligned themselves with him. I don't want to disturb your day or your week or the weekend, because we're going to exit 2023. Our next point of reference, 2024. Next location. I hate to say that Alex Jones already, I believe, is aware of the fact that Trump is going to stand down, back away, depart, leave, bow out. And Roger Stone, I believe, also. Behind the scenes, they may want the listeners to believe that they are standing with Donald J. Trump, but they realize that his time has come to an end. There are three things for Trump. Roughly three directions for Donald Trump to go. If he continues and runs for election and continues and don't, if he won't step down, the court system will destroy him. He will end up in jail. He'll be stripped of his properties, his businesses. And he may end up in jail, probably in the same facility where Ghislaine Maxwell resides. He might be in that same facility. Or he may end up in the cell where Jeffrey Epstein left this world, if he did. And there's no cameras. So Donald may leave this world too, in secret. Then, if he does continue and he pushes the issue, pushes the matter, it will be assassination in the open. I like to mind my own business. But I do realize these people in the world where Donald Trump has spent the last 7 years, these people in this 17 departments in the intelligence community, they are too powerful. They're too cunning. You can't escape what they can do. Donald Trump, he realizes it. There are too many people getting the flu. Too many people who are just leaving this world for no apparent reason. So Donald Trump, I'm just saying, already I believe that Alex Stone, Flynn, another betrayer, what is her name? He was an attorney, the attorney for Flynn, Sidney Powell. She's a betrayer. Everyone that you would think was working with, working for, assisting Donald Trump to remain in power were actually compromised and deep state operatives. Even on the in the Patriot networks, Rumble, Brighteon, Before It's News, the Patriot movement is infiltrated heavily. I can't emphasize heavily enough, by the deep state. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, New Year's Eve, we'll be right back.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Backstabbers. You can't trust them. I want to believe that in the conservative patriot movement, with just these three sites that I mentioned, that there are people that are loyal to the Patriot Party, conservatives, Christian or non-Christian, they want the best for the country, that you can trust them. They are people with integrity. Nope, most of them, many of them, are involved with and the federal government. Years ago, there was an individual who was part of the Patriot movement, Bo Greitz. Many who have listened through the years to this station remember Bo Greitz, Ruby Ridge, etc. Turns out he'd infiltrated the Patriot movement. Well, we have people that are infiltrating the Patriot movement. They have, and most patriots don't realize it. But we're finding that you cannot hide what is happening in the dark. What is happening in the dark is being revealed. So Donald Trump, I say, after the first of the year, his only option, really, is to gracefully begin to bow out and to publicly endorse probably General Flynn. If he continues to push, I know they will assassinate him. My advice to this president, if I were to be able to visit with him, I would say, I know you love Mar-a-Lago. Take your wife, your son, your children that go with you. Leave the United States of America. There's no reason for you to be here any longer. Return to Europe. Live the rest of your life. Enjoy your accomplishments. Enjoy the experiences you had and the victories that you received through the hand of God. The greatest experience is being the president of empire. You made it great. God was with you. The Christian people knew that you had destiny temporarily in this country. Take your family, protect them. The courts will leave you alone. Hire somebody to run Mar-a-Lago. Come to America occasionally, play golf. But there's no reason to be in this country any longer. You'll be safe in Europe. That would be my advice to President Donald Trump. I have been saying for 4 years, there will come a day when his time in the political arena will end. His time has come. He doesn't want to be here. He doesn't want to continue. He doesn't want to believe that he can change anything. He can't. In the coming year, personally, this is my view, we're going to see the return of Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. He's going to return to the position of what we call president of this nation. Somewhere in the near future, he is going to, I don't know if you want to call it an appointment, but Bill Gates will assist him in running the country in the future. This is my view. Time is going to test what I feel. In this coming year, the Constitution is barely hanging on to dear life. The states, the judges, Supreme Court, have violated and are continuing to violate the laws of the land. The Constitution is breathing the final shallow breaths of its existence. There is a new form of government that will replace the government, what we've had, what we've enjoyed for 200 plus years. But the Constitution is going to, like Donald Trump, is going to bid farewell to the people of this great country. You don't have to believe me. You're watching the destruction of the Constitution of the United States of America. You're watching this country be destroyed. It's too late. You can't save it. There's no salvation for this country. No such thing. The powers that be that are ruling this country, their plans are to destroy this empire. And they will. The citizens of the country, including the Democrat people, are uncontrollable. The government is not going to be able to control even the Black Lives Matter crowds, the LGBT crowd. This country is doomed. It will be in another 8-9 years. Until then, you can enjoy what you can. Then, the United States is at war already. At war with Russia and China. At war with the nations and what I, for the last year, I have addressed a unipolar world, a multipolar world system, two systems. There are two world orders now, each at war with each other, fighting for the direction that the nations are going to go internationally. And the multipolar nations, 11 of them, in 3 days, there will be 11 nations in the BRICS network. The objective of these unipolar nations, de-dollarize, escape the control mechanism of empire, trade in their own currencies. They are going to push a new digital currency that they will use that will not be tied in to the World Economic Forum digital network. They will have their own digital system. They don't need to trade with the United States and the unipolar world nations. They will be able to thrive, to trade, to, what's the word they use? Develop. These nations are going to be able to develop with their economies stuck into using dollars or being forced to use dollars for their trade. They can't develop. They can't develop. There are too many restrictions. Empire's grip has been too powerful. But now, as they begin to escape the control of the dollar, they will be able to develop. And this is, after the first of the year, these nations that are the new additional countries that have been added to the BRICS network the other nations will get a clear view of how these nations are going to begin to, they're strong already, but they will become stronger. Oh, there's going to be problems. There's still going to be logistics. There's going to be, you know, with societies and races and religions and things of this nature, there's still going to be difficulty. But for the most part, the oil and the gas and the goods are going to go from country to country. There's not going to be any immigration of, well, and the immigration matter, this matter is going to be a big matter internationally in the next year. The European nations have had it. They're going to begin to take part of their gross national, their domestic, their finances, their, and they're going to invest in the problem of the immigrants or the people that have come in from the other nations that have destroyed their cultures, that are destroying their cities. Here in this country, the same. Immigration is in the Bible. It's in the book of Jeremiah. I'm trying to remember if it was chapter 51 or 50 or 51. It's very clear. When a nation is at war with God, one of the curses upon that nation, there will be nations surrounding that nation that will invade. This is the word that the King James uses, invade. When a nation is at war with God, when a nation won't acknowledge God from positions of power, one of the curses will be famine, war, invasion. And this is what's happening. And the invasion is the destruction from within, and even in many verses in the Old Testament, the thought in many of the writings of Israel's prophets that this country, empire, will be invaded by the nations. And these people coming into the nation will be the armies from the surrounding nations that will cause and become a plague, become a destructive cancer to this great nation, Babylon the Great, the United States of America. This is by design. This administration, it began with the Kennedys in the 60s, wanting to bring in immigrants. It was a Democrat plan. That's the one to John F. Kennedy and to Robert Kennedy, to the Kennedy family. That was one of the big takeaways, a shame to the Kennedy family name. What they began to do in the 60s is now mature, fully realized, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. There's no stopping the armies from the nations invading our land. People don't want to believe that. I'll tell you what the Bible says. Don't believe me. What is written in the scriptures will come to pass, has come to pass. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately, while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people, I want you to take a second today to go to TheFreedomPeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
And the spell is deception. There's been a spell upon the American people. It's deception. That's the fact. Because the nations are going to, you could say they will attempt to destroy the dollar. No, they will destroy the dollar. The nations will no longer trade with U.S. bonds, treasuries, treasury notes, treasury bills, anything that is backed by the dollar. It's over for the United States of America. These nations, as they watch what happens with the nations that are in this new multipolar system, as the smaller nations watch how these nations become stronger, the United States is going to be forced to militarily go to war with the multipolar world nations. The U.S. will go to war with them. It doesn't matter. The U.S. is not going to be successful in this campaign. Eventually, what the U.S. will do for it'll be forced to go to the Battle of Armageddon. That is where they will play the final hand. We're going to see who has the best hand at that time. Three of a kind, full house, straight, flush. All the nations will be there. In the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, Joel said, there will come a time when God will command all of the nations to begin to build their militaries. All the nations. To invest in weaponry. I have a chart. The nations since 2022, the way they have begun to spend money on weapons, they're up by, let's see, we have General Dynamic. They have 20% more spending to purchase weapons from General Dynamic. Lockheed Martin is up 25%. Boeing is up 29%. That's just the European or the American companies. I think it's BWX Technologies. 59% increase in the weapons being manufactured. There is a, at the top of the list, Ashil Shan, I think it is a Chinese. Yeah, it's got to be Chinese. There's Hindustan Aeronautics. They're up 340%. A German, Rheinmetall, is up 244%. And Ashil Shan, 341%. This is fulfilling Bible prophecy. Christ said, or through his prophets, Joel said, or he was commanded by God, the God of Israel, command the nations, the Gentile nations, to arm themselves. Take the plowshare, beat it into weapons. Take the pruning hook, make spears. Every nation is to purchase arms for the coming battles in their own land against other surrounding countries. The war with religion against religion within, you know, with India, Pakistan. This isn't just two nations. This is Hinduism versus Islam. Then you have China. You have the religion of communism at war with Islam. It's very, very wonderful how God put everything in the Holy Bible for mankind to see. Not just the Christian faiths that would emerge within Christendom, but the false religions, and then the wars against religion. Then you have the nations going to war with each other for many different reasons. One main reason is the nations are in rebellion to the rebelling against empire, rebelling against being controlled by our dollar system, our military, our technology. And the Bible says the nations will go to war with the United States, and the nations would begin to arm themselves. And then there will be a final battle, Armageddon. This Pentagon in England, the military, in Russia, China, all the big nations, every single war department is studying the book of Revelation chapter 16, the Battle of Armageddon. And they are focused on Armageddon. It's like driving at night and you're focused on one point and you're not watching the road. And eventually when you get to that one point, there's a curve and you should veer to the side, and you don't, you stay right on target, and boom. All the countries are looking at Armageddon. Russia will not be at Armageddon. Russia will have left the position of a great empire. In about another year, Russia should have been destroyed in present-day Jordan, along with the armies of Iran. Egypt is going to be punished and nuked by the coming president of the United States of America. Egypt is going to go to, you might say, war with America when we invade the Middle East, which we're almost doing, because of probably the Suez Canal. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies. Perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Thank you.
And this is the kind of year I am hoping 2024 will be. Just uncomplicated, just a wonderful year. In spite of the house being caught on fire. The house caught fire and the house is on fire. And in spite of that, I do, before we get into the program, to finish out, I wish everyone a wonderful new year. The best new year, in spite of what's coming. May you all have a very blessed new year. With Jesus Christ, your year will be stellar. Without him, you're going to have a lot of difficulties, stress, and hardship. With him, in spite of the hardship, whatever's coming, he will carry you, sustain you, encourage you, be with you. There's nothing more important than having the mighty God with you. So, and on Sunday, I'll do a final broadcast for this year on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, Sunday morning, 9 to noon. So you can join me there for one last visit before this wonderful year of 2023 ends. This was a wonderful year. I have to say, my family, we had prayer earlier in the week, and we just felt to thank the Lord for all the wonderful things that God did for us in this last year. Things that we remembered, things that we forgot, things that we're not aware of, that we would just thank him for being so good, so gracious, so wonderful, for all his help, all that he did for us. I remember myself, I thanked him for, I had this fall where I broke my femur, ended up in the hospital in March, and I thank God that he kept me through it. The surgeons did a wonderful job. I recovered quickly. I have been gaining my strength back, recovering gradually. But I thank God that he was with me through that whole time. And I do thank God for all the people that did pray for me during that time. The prayers were vital. And to all the people that did pray, I still thank you even today. It's been 9 months. But I'm doing well. So that's what we did. We just thanked the Lord for everything that we remembered, the things we didn't remember, the things we didn't know about. 2023 was a wonderful year. 2024, with Christ, will be a fantastic year. Again, he promises to carry us through hard times. He's faithful. When we're not faithful, he is faithful. With the multipolar world nations, they are at war with empire. They are at war with the ruling families of the West, led by the number one ruling family, the Rockefeller family. They're not at war with the American people. In a sense, they are at war really with families. They know American history better than we do. If you're in a blast area, generally you see the effects of the blast, but if you're at a distance, you can see where the blast center is, how big it is, and the damage that has been done. We're in a system that is so destructive, and we don't realize the nation and what this nation really is. The other nations know. Now the American people are beginning to see, because we are being oppressed. The people of the country are being oppressed. They're beginning to wake up. They're beginning to see. I won't even say wake up. They're just beginning to see. The people that vote in these different candidates that are there for reasons other than helping the people of the country, the people that voted them in are starting to realize, well, we didn't make a wise decision because we didn't see what these people, who these people are. But we are in a system, and we don't know what the system is. We know a little. We have 17 intelligence agencies. Most people don't know there are any. They don't realize there are 17 agencies. They think there's the FBI, CIA, and Homeland Security, and some agencies in the military, in the armed forces, and that's about it. No, there's more than that. We're not aware of the surveillance. We hear about it, but we don't see what they're gathering on each one of us. A surveillance society, a panoptic age. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
A donor has given Life Choices $10,000 with the challenge to give your best gift this Christmas. Your gift saves lives, heals broken hearts from abuse and past regrets of abortion, and wins souls for the kingdom. Help moms and dads choose life for their unborn child. Donate online at lifechoices.org. That's lifechoices.org. Or mail your check to Life Choices at 20 Mountain View Avenue, Longmont, 80501.
My Towels solved a problem that we've all had with towels. You go into the stores and they feel lotiony and soft, but then you get them home and they wind dry you. That's why I made My Towels. They actually work, they're soft, and they absorb. And now I'm excited to announce two brand new lines of My Towels. What makes them the best towels ever is they're now made with 100% long staple Shapir cotton. This is a combed ring-spun cotton that makes my towels even softer and more absorbent than ever. And now you get a six-piece set for an amazing introductory sale price as low as $29.98. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code
KHNC
to get my towels for only $29.98. Or you can get my designer premium line for just $20 more. Either way, you save 50% now on all my towels. They actually work. What a concept. This offer won't last long, so please order now.
MyPillow.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
At the end of the program, and I do, I kind of remembered this song here at the beginning of the hour. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Again, I wish everyone a very blessed Shabbat. May the Prince of Peace be with you tonight and tomorrow. May he be with you on Sunday. And as we exit 2023, may he be right there with you as we go into 2024. Everybody is or many people, not everybody, many people are predicting that 2024 is going to be one big, massive, bad. They see bad omens. They see, what was the old Creedence, a bad moon rising. Well, I can't disagree, because I see Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, returning to power. And this, I realized that it's the time for him to return to power. And when earlier in the week, as I've been watching Donald Trump to see how is Donald Trump going to exit the political stage, and all of a sudden, as I began listening to some of the Patriot sites, and there was a girl by the name of Michelle Moore. She interviewed an individual by the name of Mike Gill, and this was on Rumble. You should search it out, Michelle Moore on Rumble.com. And Mike Gill was her guest. And Mike Gill is the one who laid out what's happened with Flynn, with Trump, the backstabbers, with people that I've already mentioned. But you should listen for yourself. And as I listened to Gill explain what has happened in the last 7 years, I realized that God put him at the right place to be the mouse in the room, so to speak, to see what has really been taking place in the political world with Donald Trump. I'm saddened that Donald Trump is going to be leaving politics, but it is in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of the final seven presidents of the United States of America. The sixth president, the seventh president, will be replaced by the sixth president. The sixth president will be number eight in a new administration. Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. In an analogy that I've given in the past, he's the eye of the hurricane. Now the hurricane will commence at full force once Barry Satoru resumes the presidency. This is something that you'll have to watch for. And again, Michelle Moore, she interviewed Mike Gill on Rumble. If you search that in, you'll find it. I would advise you to listen to it. It's about an hour and 20 minutes. It's excellent. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.